The Ink Stain, The Montserrat Series, Book 4. Written by Meg Keneally and Tom Keneally. And read by Paul English. Hannah Mulrooney didn't trust the woman. Her clothes were far too pristine. They lacked the discreet patches on the black skirts Hannah habitually wore, each tiny stitch a testament to hard work. If you judged this woman by her clothes, she'd never done anything more arduous than lift a fan on a hot day. The buttoned-up blue jacket, the fussy little lace collar, the brooch at the neck. Why in the name of God use a brooch when you had perfectly good buttons? Spoke of a woman whose greatest challenge was which cut of meat to tell the cook to order. But the most galling part was her shooting Hannah poisonous looks from the mirror in the boarding house parlour.
"Must I really come?" Hannah asked. "People talk in front of servants as though there were court stands. They might not be as loose-lipped in front of whatever I am now."
Hugh Llewellyn Montserrat lowered his newspaper and sighed. "Housekeepers usually don't get invited to garden parties at Government House, and the Sydney version of it, no less. You will learn nothing if you stay here. Few victims of crime touch me as does the case of Hallward, since only enemies of the truth could have wished him dead. I need you and your talent for observation to give him peace." Hannah threw Montserrat a quick smile, took an angry glance in the mirror, and looked around the parlour. This place was irritating her, with its fussy little lace doilies and vases that held no flowers. As soon as she and Mr. Montserrat had arrived at the boarding house, she had bustled into the kitchen, looking around for the kettle in order to start the journey towards a restorative cup of tea.
"Do you always make yourself at home in other people's kitchens?"
The voice was high-pitched and nasal, the irritating monotone of a housefly. Hannah had turned to see a prim-looking woman with a long nose and pinched lips standing in the kitchen doorway.
"Ah, you must be Miss Douglas. Thank you for letting us some rooms at such short notice. You are permitted in the parlour and your rooms, not in here,"
Miss Douglas said.
"Of course, I would never cross a boundary in another woman's kitchen. So you will be making us tea, then?"
"No,"
Miss Douglas had said.